coming up on Encouragement Live, recent events in our nation and world have left us with the feeling that a solution is needed, and God has provided the ultimate solution. Dr. Robert Duckworth of Dallas Seminary joins us to talk about it on Encouragement Live.
Welcome to Encouragement Live, providing biblically based encouragement and insight on a wide range of practical life issues. Now here's your host, Don Hawkins, author of Master Discipleship Today.
Thank you, Steve. And friend, it's so good to have you with us as live from studios located in First Christian Church of Wylie, Texas. Encouragement Communications presents Encouragement Live. Our mission is to provide biblically based encouragement and insight on a wide range of practical life issues. One of our ministry partners, Dallas Theological Seminary, where I had the privilege of graduating shortly after Noah's Ark landed. Dr. Robert Duckworth is back with me. He's also an alumnus of Dallas Seminary. Robert, good to have you back on the show.
I feel so good to be back at home at First Christian Church and in the studio, Don.
You are at home. Would love to have had you here today. We had a strategic planning meeting, vision casting meeting. Great. One of my elders led the meeting and had a great response, great turnout. We had people from teenage years to 80s. Sharing their vision, their goals, their objectives to see what God could do through this church. And afterward, I talked with four people who plan to join the church tomorrow. So
that's some vision, and you have more visionaries coming in.
Yes, we do.
Like it.
Very excited. Robert is the director of counseling services at the seminary. He provides leadership to all the seminary wellness initiatives, benefiting students, staff, and faculty. He also enjoys launching new counselors into that field as assistant professor in the School of Counseling at Richmond Graduate University's online campus. You also teach counseling at Dallas Theological Seminary, and your focus is on biblical counselors, right?
Yes, and we use an integration model where we don't take away from the practicality of psychology, but we dare not take away from the reverence of Scripture and theology.
Yeah. So important that we measure everything by Scripture. That was when I was at Menrith Meyer. That was the mantra that we operated by, was that we measure everything by Scripture. Any place that psychology deviates from Scripture, we throw it out.
Throw it out.
We go with the Scripture. All Scripture is God-breathed and profitable, which leads us to our topic tonight, what the world needs now. And Rodney Love suggested that we open the program by playing that song from, I believe it was Dionne Warwick, years ago.
Yeah.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. But I don't think that's the song that we want to play, because we're going to talk about Jesus tonight. And you have a shirt on that says, "Ask me about Jesus." All of you who have video tonight are able to see. Well, actually, nobody has video tonight, but that's okay. You know, it seems like every time you come on the show, you've had some kind of a new insight, new revelation, new discovery.
Every time.
And I think this is one of those situations.
I need to keep coming.
Yeah,
I'm going
absolutely
to continue to get encouragement.
Yeah, well, we're going to continue to invite you to come because you do a wonderful job. And by the way, tonight we are going to focus on some things that you have been doing in preparation for some sermons and the venue in which you're going to preach those. I want to save the revelation about that for after the next break.
Okay.
If you want to call us tonight, friend, we want to talk about Jesus. We want to talk about the gospel, because that's what we think the world needs. Some people say today what the world needs is political insights, conservative or liberal or whatever. Some people say what the world needs today is psychological insights. We're here to tell you that what the world needs is what Paul said: "I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is the power of God to everyone who believes." As the Apostle Paul said, "I determined not to know anyone among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified." That's our goal tonight on Encouragement Live. The toll-free number, 855-586-5433, and we'll be right back.
We're over 100 years old.
Dallas Theological Seminary President Dr. Mark Yarbrough on the seminary's motto, "Teach truth, love well."
That is what we do. That's our slogan that we use. Obviously, it's preach the word. For all of us, we are called to teach truth and live it out.
To learn more about how Dallas Theological Seminary can equip you for biblically based Christian service, visit dts.edu. That's dts.edu.
That unwanted vehicle of yours might not take you anywhere, but it can drive encouragement and hope to listeners everywhere. Donate it to Encouragement Live and we'll pick it up, even if it isn't running. We'll use it to fund this ministry. It's easy and free. Mention Encouragement Live when you call 855-500-RIDE. Get the eyesore out of your yard and donate that car today. Call 855-500-RIDE or encouragementlive.org.
And now for the unveiling with Dr. Robert Duckworth, who is here tonight to talk about what the world needs now is the gospel of Jesus Christ and the power of God to salvation that it provides. Robert, tell us about the experience that you've recently had in sermon preparation and sermon delivery. What did you discover?
Well, Don, back in August, our church, we were doing a series, and it's continuing now on the book of Acts. Mm-hmm. So Acts 4 landed on me at the first Sunday mm-hmm. in August, and so my pinpoint verse in there was 4:12.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
That it says, there's no other name
yeah.
under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. And I did a full-blown sermon on that. But as I was preaching that Sunday in this sermon, I told the congregation, and when you say things publicly, it's on YouTube. It's all out there.
Yeah.
You're stuck to that and you're held to that. But I had no problem saying it. I felt good about it. I felt as though in my sermon preparation, Don, as if I had been called to the ministry of preaching all over again.
Well, that's a powerful thought. And I know you, like me, were called to the ministry at a fairly young age. I was about 15, 16 years old.
I was older than that. Now, of course, I didn't come to, I wasn't a Christian
faith,
until
yeah.
I was 28.
Well, yeah, you couldn't have been called to preach before then.
No. Listen,
although Paul said God called me from my mother's womb. So,
yeah.
You know, in terms of God's providential determination,
yeah.
yes. But in terms of experience and getting saved and coming to Christ and growing in Christ, it was after your 28th birthday and your first spiritual birthday.
It was probably my 32nd birthday. It was 2004 when I went into ministry.
Yeah.
But to feel that second calling, yeah. and I knew it was just God saying, let's go to another level with the yeah. call to preach that
right.
you have.
Yeah. And focusing on preaching the gospel, clearly, you know, being called to preach. I mean, preachers preach on a lot of topics.
Mm-hmm.
I'm preaching through Proverbs right now, actually, selective passages. You don't really preach through Proverbs.
No.
I mean, anybody preaches through, tells you they're preaching through Proverbs, check them out.
Exactly.
Because you select passages. Tomorrow I'm doing three basic topics out of Proverbs that are advice that the father, Solomon, is giving to his son, probably Rehoboam. And, you know, there's a lot of good advice. I'm not going to preach that sermon right now. I want to hear more about Acts 4:12.
So in the preparation of that, and just really this heart of mine to prepare that sermon, to get the congregation and all of those that would hear that sermon in subsequent venues on YouTube or whatever when those sermons are posted, I wanted people to see how zeroed in I was
mm-hmm.
on the gospel of Jesus and on the name of Jesus being the only way by which we must be saved. And I wanted to convey that message so hard because we know that in so many churches today, that's not being preached.
Yes.
We're going in many other directions with things and not honing in on the bullseye yeah. of the gospel of Jesus
and
Christ.
And eternity, Robert, is at stake on that.
Absolutely.
And we're going to come back and talk about that. If you want to talk about the gospel, maybe you have questions about whether you've trusted Christ. 855-586-LIFE. CrossFlix, a complete multimedia platform at your fingertips, featuring faith-based shows for the entire family, plus an amazing library of interactive online Bible courses, such as Revealing the Secrets of the Hebrew Bible.
You'll have access to a community and join others on their spiritual journey.
CrossFlix partners with the SEAL Future Foundation and Bless IL to support American and Israeli veterans and families suffering from trauma.
CrossFlix, educate, entertain, and inspire.
60% of Christians will die with no will. Only 10% have up-to-date estate plans, virtually guaranteeing that probate courts will sort out their affairs. What does being a wise steward of God's resources mean? The Bible has a lot to say on the subject. SAT 7 offers a biblical estate planning seminar or webinar that takes the mystery out of wills, trusts, and estate planning. To learn more, visit sat7usa.org/plan.
The people of the Middle East and North Africa are familiar with hardship and struggle, but SAT 7 gives the hope of God's word to the hurting and broken.
SAT 7's new president, John Cernelia.
Our vision is to see a growing church in the Middle East and North Africa, confident in Christian faith and witness, serving the community, and contributing to the good of society and culture.
To learn more or support this ministry, visit sat7usa.org. Tony King on her book, The Maze of Medicare.
I looked up on the internet how many books have biblical in regards to Medicare, and there was zero. And then God brought you into my life, and you helped me write The Maze of Medicare because we took Medicare and put scripture with it. Because people are stressed. They don't know what to do, where to turn.
You can order The Maze of Medicare at TonySays.com. That's T-O-N-I, TonySays.com. We're back on Encouragement Live. Don Hawkins with Dr. Robert Duckworth tonight, talking about the fact that the world needs the one name under which people can be saved, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. 855-586-5433. Music in the background produced by a member of our team, and we're grateful for Brad Smith Art. You can Google him and download some of his music, and we're grateful for the great team that we have lined up tonight. We have Chris and Cora and Mike and Rodney and Danny and Keith and Riley and Robert. We have a great team of people part of this ministry. It's not a one-man show by any stretch.
And I get to witness that every time I come here. Just that I feel like I know everybody when I come here. And you know you are at home. Let me tell you, you know when you're at home? Right. You know you're at home when you don't have to put the location in your GPS. Because you know how to get here.
You know how to get here,
and
right?
And then when I got here, I need to go to the restroom. I knew exactly where the restrooms were.
Yeah, right. And that's important. You know, if you're going to do an hour of live radio, you don't want to have to run to the restroom during a two-minute break. I used to do a morning show in Kansas City, and I would have a four-minute break. And the restroom was on a different floor in the building.
No.
I had to run down the stairs, cross the building to the restroom, back, probably too much information, and get back before the 4 minutes was up. And this is like in the morning while I'm drinking coffee.
You're so pretty good, Don.
back then I could run fast, but not so much now. And Robert, I want to tie what you discovered about Acts 4:12 into what Paul said about the gospel in the passage I quoted, Romans 1:16. Okay. It's the power of God to salvation to everyone that believes.
And the key is, I'm not ashamed of the gospel.
Yeah.
And so one of the things, after I prepared that sermon, preached it, the next night, every Monday night, my brother and I, my older brother Rod and I, do a Bible study, just us two. Mm-hmm. We do a Bible study. We've been doing the book of Daniel. And I asked Rod that week, I said, Rod, I know we've been doing Daniel. I said, but could we pause this week on Daniel and take a look at the sermon text that I did yesterday at church?
Yeah.
For one, I was probably better prepared to do that than my book of my study of Daniel, because I just read it and preached it.
And God had laid that on your heart, too, is big.
He did it, because that's what I'm on here, partially on here today to talk about, is from that conversation with Rod on our Bible study that evening. I said, Rod, I gave a testimony of something that had been occurring with me. I had been dreaming about home a lot, our home in Arkansas, mm-hmm. where I grew up.
Yeah, you grew up there.
Mm-hmm. Grew up in Arkansas. And I said, Rod, I've been having dreams about home. He said, I get those a lot since our parents have passed away.
Right.
I said, well, I've been having them so much lately. I said, and then I pair it with this sermon that I preached on yesterday. I feel like God is calling me to say something at home.
Yeah. Okay. Now, do you have a venue in which you could say something about the gospel at home in Arkansas?
So let me give you a little story on that, a backdrop.
Okay, yeah.
Do I need a break? Because I'm going to tell you, man.
We have plenty of time.
Plenty of time. So here's where we are. Because this is a story, man.
All right.
4 years ago, I lost my mother. My dad had passed away before that, maybe 11 mm-hmm. years before her. Mm-hmm. And so when she passed away, I remember being down there for the funeral, and I was in the yard where I grew up, standing in the yard, looking across the pasture and the fences that grown up with briars and sweet gum trees and all of these things.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I have to do something with this property. I said, but Lord, I want to glorify you with this property that our parents have left us. What can I do to glorify you? And Don, a vision, a thought of it came to my mind. I was like, man, it'd be great if I could just have like this nice pavilion out here and from time to time come down here and do a revival. And I was like, and it was more like a fleeting thought. And I said, well, maybe I should start slow, just get a tent and put on the property and have a revival.
Yeah.
That went in my mind, out of my mind, probably came back a few other times.
Right.
Fast forward, Rod and I are having Bible study.
Yeah.
I tell him about, I feel like there's something I need to say back at home in Crossett, Arkansas.
Yeah.
And Rod says, well, what do you think that's all about? I said, I've even thought maybe the first pastor that knows, I said it jokingly, the first pastor that tells me, hey, we'd love for you to come down here and maybe do a 3-night revival. We'd love for that to happen. I said, I would know at that moment God was calling me to do something. My brother started shaking his head on the Zoom call, Don. He was just shaking his head
No.
He said, why don't you go throw a tent up on the property?
On the property.
I had never talked to my brother about this, Don.
Wow.
Ever.
Yeah. That is powerful. And lo and behold, the vision was confirmed.
Yes.
And now you are actually scheduled to have a 3-day tent revival near Crossett, Arkansas. By the way, we have a lot of Arkansas listeners. American Family Radio literally has saturated the state of Arkansas with Christian radio. And I have a suspicion we may get some calls from there tonight. People want to find out more about this. What are going to be the dates and what is the specific location?
The dates are October 30th, October 31st, and November 1st. That's a Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evening at about 6:30. The venue where we're going to have the event, this 3-night revival, is in the front yard, Don, where I played baseball, had a basketball. We are doing it
the
at
home
our house.
Where you grew up.
The home where
you are using. You obviously have a big front yard, and what a wonderful experience that's going to be. What a powerful opportunity. And where is this located with respect to Crossett, Arkansas? Because it sounds like it's not in town.
It's not. We grew up out in the country. I
grew up out in the country, too, in Alabama. So I know about out in the country.
And in the country.
We went to school barefoot, and it was uphill both ways, barefoot in the snow.
Well, we had a bus, Don. We got a bus to get to school when I was going there.
Okay.
But it's in North Crossett, which is north of Crossett. Our home is located where there's a Prairie Country Club. And people from around there know that Prairie Country Club. We live there, and we're north of that, about a mile north of that, in Crossett, Arkansas. That's where the venue will be. And outside of town.
Yeah.
We have space for people to park.
Yeah.
Very few people are on that road. We're the last house on the road. Our property is on both sides of that road, so we're there. And so this is a way to glorify God with what God blessed our parents with, what he's given to us as children. And I'm just thoroughly excited about it. And of course, we knew, well, we have to put the tent in the yard because that's where the power source is there. We have to have somewhere to plug some of this stuff
in. Is the place to put it.
Yes.
Now, I'm sure some people, especially people that know you from Dallas Seminary and, you know, your counseling practice that you've had over the years are saying, now, wait a minute. Some people would say it's kind of ironic because here you are a clinical specialist who would say the ultimate answer to the problems of our world is preaching the gospel and doing so in a tent revival.
Because this is salvific.
Yeah.
Therapy is not salvific. I continue every Monday through Friday when I go to the seminary as the director of counseling services, when I'm preparing those students to go into their internships and their practicums to go and provide those services to their clients. I am pushing therapy.
Sure.
This weekend in Arkansas is a direct bullseye focus on the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, right. I do believe this, Don. I do believe this. A person comes to know Christ. They will be, theologically we understand it from the New Testament, be indwelled with the Holy Spirit.
Right.
The Holy Spirit could very well lead them to get the kinds of services and help that they need. But the purpose of this event is not for me to promote myself as a therapist or as a counselor educator. It is to promote the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's really a 1 Corinthians 15:1, my brethren, I want to make known
The gospel. Amen. And we believe the gospel is indeed the ultimate answer to all of the problems of this world because they all are traced back to the fall of man, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Adam and Eve had a choice in the Garden of Eden, had the opportunity to obey God and not eat that fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And some slick shyster salesman named Satan comes along. And that snake in the grass, it wasn't in the grass at the time. He was walking upright.
Yep.
And he convinced Eve, and she convinced Adam. And it said in Romans 5:12, by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed on everybody. So all have sinned, all need the God. There won't be a person there who hasn't either trusted Christ and benefited from the gospel or hasn't trusted Christ and needs the gospel, right?
And that's exactly who we're targeting. We're targeting, really, the main audience we're targeting are those that are lost that don't know Christ.
Right.
We have to reach those that do not know Christ. My brother and I have agreed.
Yeah.
If one person receives Christ, it is worth the tent, the expenditures, and all of the things we've
done. The electricity.
The electricity, all of those things.
Right.
God will be glorified because we don't know who that one person might end up being. They may be a D.L. Moody. They may be the next Tony Evans or whomever.
Yeah.
You name it. The next Don Hawkins, who will have a voice on the radio.
Robert Duckworth, who also has a voice on the radio. I have to tell you my story, which is similar to that. When I was in seminary, we were living in Hillsboro. I was pastoring a small church and working for a local radio station there, of all things. My friend Larry Moyer, know him well. He's an evangelist, and he and I were in school together. And we invited Larry to come down, and we had the Hill County Evangelistic Crusade. We invited a number of churches in, and we had the opportunity, and racial relations back then were a little tense. You may remember those days. And I remember one of my deacons, I was really wondering, you know, how's he going to respond? And I saw the first African-American family walking up. Well, the football stadium was where we had it. Stadium, not as good as a tent, but good. And he's out there welcoming them and shaking hands. Let me show you to your seat. And I thank you, Lord. Not only are we improving race relations, but people of all races and colors and creeds are coming to hear the gospel. I want to encourage our listening family to pray for Dr. Robert Duckworth, pray for this evangelistic initiative in North Crossett, Arkansas, near the Prairie Country Club, correct?
That's right.
And that'll be October 30th, 31st, and the 1st of November, and that's coming up this year, the year of our Lord, 2025. Be praying about that. You'll be hearing more about that. We'll put the word out and just encourage folks to come, and it'll be a great opportunity. Our toll-free number is 855-586-5433. Maybe you have a question about your own relationship with Christ, or maybe you have a passion for sharing the gospel as Robert does, give us a call. We'll be back on Encouragement Live.
There are only two ways that your affairs will be settled after you pass away. Your way or the government's way. For anyone without a will or trust in place, the government will settle it through probate. So we must all ask ourselves, do I want the government to decide how my minor children get their inheritance and where my assets go, and then charge my heirs probate and court fees to make that happen? Or do I want to protect my family from probate and steward the resources that God has entrusted to me by determining how the assets that I leave behind will be used? Find out what you need to know and do to protect your heirs at a free webinar with His Faithful Stewards. This free webinar will discuss wills and trusts and help you understand it all. Go to hisfaithfulstewards.com and find the link for webinars. There's a place there under webinars where you can sign up. That's hisfaithfulstewards.com and the link to webinars. hisfaithfulstewards.com.
When you need to consider independent or assisted living or memory care for a parent or spouse, Restoration Senior Living provides a distinctly Christian setting with the most stringent quality care. Restoration's innovative program addresses the medical, emotional, and spiritual dimensions, leading to an enhanced quality of life. You can learn more at restorationsl.com. That's restorationsl.com.
Saji Lucas grew up in South India without Christ, but when he trusted the Savior, his Hindu family disowned him. His witness brought his entire family to Christ and led to the founding of Mission India, which trains hundreds of village missionaries each year. For a free copy of Saji's biography, Transformed for a Purpose, and to learn more about Reaching Indians Ministries International, visit remi.org. That's remi.org.
For over 30 years, Don Hawkins has provided radio encouragement with a variety of gifted guests. Now you can be encouraged by these interviews with guests like Greg and Aaron Smalley, Dan Cathy, Dr. Frank Minrith, Josh McDowell, and more. Subscribe to the weekly Encouragement for You podcast, dropping Wednesdays at lifeaudio.com or at your favorite podcast app.
Welcome back to Encouragement Live. Our toll-free number is 855-586-LIFE. Here again is your host, Don Hawkins, author of Master Discipleship Today.
Dr. Robert Duckworth is with me tonight on the program telling me about an exciting vision that God has given him to preach the gospel in suburban Arkansas. I say suburban, rural, near North Crossett, Arkansas. And that's coming up October 30th and 31st and November 1st, and a tent revival. You know, as I recall, Robert, and you may remember this as well, Billy Graham had been known to preach in tents in the beginning of his ministry. And a lot of other people have preached revivals in tents. I can remember as a young person going to tent revivals and going also with my wife to a Methodist campground, Shiloh Camp Meeting in Mississippi, where people preached the gospel. And they would literally come out there and camp out for a week or 2 weeks during the summer. And they'd have people get saved every night. It was exciting.
It is. That's exactly what I'm anticipating. That's what I've been praying about. I think that, like I said, the main demographic we're looking for are folks that don't know Jesus Christ for the pardoning of their sins. The other demographic is those that do, to bring someone who doesn't.
Yes. That's amen what I want. To that. Yeah. And, you know, bringing somebody to hear Robert Duckworth preach, I want to tell you folks, it will be a wonderful occasion, an opportunity. And again, you don't have to be a gifted evangelist to be able to say, hey, I'm going to hear this guy. I heard him on the radio. Heard him talking about this tent revival. I want to find out what he's going to be talking about. And I'd like for you to go with me. And you invite that person to come along. It may make all the difference for eternity. Now, I want to ask you this. This is kind of something the miracle health and mental health people call the miracle question.
Oh, yeah.
At the conclusion of this revival, this tent revival, what would let you know that it was successful? How would you measure it?
Is that people came and they had the opportunity to at least hear the gospel
and
hear it in an unadulterated format where we're focusing strictly on the scriptures and what it says about pointing you to Jesus Christ. All I can do is present the gospel. The Holy Spirit, and what would really be the miracle, is when the Holy Spirit intervenes and hearts are changed, and I walk away from that weekend at my house. Yeah. My house.
Your home, where you grew up.
My home. I am bringing, you know how private people are about their homes?
Sure.
This is an intimate part of my life, but I realized after my parents passed away that house did not have the same feel. It's not the same home altogether. They're not there anymore.
Yeah, the people aren't there. That's the deal.
And that's the thing. And so if I have a list of people that I have the responsibility of getting them somewhere to be discipled after that, that will be the miracle that I'm looking for, and that a collective body of people, that's why we're doing it in my yard, not at a church,
right,
where you get a certain demographic that goes to this kind of church, a certain demographic that goes to this kind of church. No, we're doing it in a neutral location, the Duckworth family yard.
I love it.
Next to where our barn is, where our cows used to be, where our horses used to get saddled up. And we're going to present the gospel, and then we can send them out to churches. And if I could find pastors that would come and say, we want to partner with you to walk alongside these people and help them grow in Christ, not fill seats in our churches.
Right.
I'm not going down there to fill seats in churches.
No.
I'm going down there to fill seats in the kingdom.
Amen. Now, Robert, I can't help thinking, and I was thinking literally before you mentioned pastors, there would probably be some pastors in that part of Arkansas and maybe even other parts of Arkansas, because people could drive into Crossett, Arkansas from Little Rock. People could drive in there from northern Arkansas, northeast, northwest, Jonesboro, Fort Smith, who knows? And it would be worthwhile for them to come and bring somebody and let them hear you preach the gospel. Could those pastors get in touch with you? You have an email address at Dallas Seminary.
I do.
Would you be willing to share that email address with us? And let me just say right now, if you are a pastor listening to Encouragement Live, especially on American Family Radio and especially in Arkansas, or even in Crossett is right off Highway 82. I've driven that way before.
You know that, Don?
I know that
Come
road.
On, man.
When I was 13 years old, I rode through Crossett, Arkansas on Highway 82 with my aunt and uncle going from Birmingham, Alabama to Orange County, California to Disneyland. And by way of the Grand Canyon, the Painted Desert, and the Petrified Forest. And I remember Crossett, Arkansas, one of the places that we stopped there. I can't remember if we stopped for gas or stopped to eat there, but I remember going through there. So that town rang a bell with me. And that's one of the things that's going to remind me to pray for you about this. Now, one of those pastors, and hopefully many of those pastors, will say, we want our people to hear the gospel. We want people in our community, and we'd like to get them to invite people to come to hear the gospel. How can they get in touch with you?
Those pastors can email me at rduckworth@dts.edu.
Okay. That's a pretty simple email address, rduckworth@dts.edu. And what a tremendous opportunity that will be. Now, Robert, you probably have thought of this as one of the craziest things you've ever done. And has any doubt ever crept in as you prepared for this event?
This morning.
This morning?
Last night, Tuesday.
Yeah.
it's supposed to be. And as I was telling you when I came in here, I have a challenge every so often with vertigo. And I'm like, that's interesting. Vertigo is coming when I need to go and hang out with Dawn this evening.
Yeah.
I've had some doubts because it's not like I have a shortage of things to do. I'm not sitting around twiddling my thumbs bored.
No, plenty you're doing,
Probably doing more than I should. But, yes, I've had those doubts. And that convinces me all the more that when you are doing God's will, the enemy will try to make you doubt.
Yes.
And so that just gives me further confirmation, further fuel to go out and share the gospel in my yard, in my home. Even when I was trying to promote this thing on social media, I got frustrated because I haven't been on Facebook or any of that stuff in probably 13 years. My brother told me, he said, listen, man, let us focus on the social media. You preach the gospel.
Yeah, that's your job. You're the evangelist. You're that's the right. Billy Graham of your generation. And what an opportunity it is to proclaim the gospel in your hometown and to reach out to people who were raised where you were raised and people from that part of the world. And again, some of you pastors listening to us tonight, you share this vision. Here's an opportunity. Three nights that you could have people that you would bring out to this evangelistic crusade, a tent revival, we're calling it, the 30th, 31st, and 1st. 30th and 31st of October and 1st of November, and that is of this year. And the email address to reach out to Robert is rduckworth@dts.edu. And mentioning dts.edu, I need to mention the fact that our favorite seminary is a great place to prepare people for ministry. That's the place where you are prepared to preach the gospel.
Absolutely.
And to be able to do so with clarity. And I was as well, and I'm so thankful. And Robert, I've had the opportunity on the radio to actually pray with people and lead people to saving faith in Jesus Christ on this broadcast. And it's one of the greatest privileges of my life through this program and Life Perspectives and the clinic before that, and just the opportunity we have to share the gospel with people. And so I want to say, if there's somebody listening to us tonight, you have a question about whether you are absolutely sure that if you died tonight or tomorrow, you'd go to heaven, you need to talk with Robert and me tonight, because we have the answer. It's not us.
Not us.
It's Acts 4:12. The name of Jesus is the only name in heaven whereby we must be saved. 855-586-5433. Our friend Cornelius is on the line from Louisiana, not too far from Arkansas. Good evening, Cornelius. Go ahead.
Hey, Don and Dr. Duckworth, boy, it's good to hear from y'all. And I've been a longtime listener and caller after my dad died. He was a tough Korean War vet,
okay,
but that COVID took him out in 2020, and I was really depressed. But I want to tell y'all something. You, Chris, and Rodney, and the rest of the gang, y'all been praying for me. Dr. Duckworth.
Hello, Cornelius.
Shock shoes or pants. And they've been praying for me. I'm finally going to get some home health care.
Amen.
I spent 3 years in the same pants and a year and 6 months without my feet being washed. They call me the Bayou Bigfoot around here. So I know you've heard of Bigfoot up there in Arkansas.
Oh, yeah. We've heard of him.
But y'all are really good. And we just need to pray for the church. And I wish I could come up there and hear your message and everything. But I'm pretty much stuck in Alexandria, Louisiana.
Are you going to live stream it on Facebook maybe or somewhere like that? You know, that's a thought, Robert. You talk to your brother about that.
We're planning that. We're trying to plan how to either get it in some type of digital format so we can put it back out on Facebook, replicate what happens.
Multiply the ministry,
Multiply the ministry. So let's see where the Lord leads on there. There may be someone that knows that emails me and they say, hey, Robert, this is how you do it. It may just take an iPhone. I don't know.
Yeah, I know people do that. Well, we do that at church here, First Christian Church of Wiley. We actually live stream our services, and I've had people from as far away as Pakistan and India who are regulars who listen to me preach God's word here. And so, Cornelius, we'll be talking about that on the air if we find out from Robert that that's going to happen. And I know you'll be listening. And we are so thankful that God has answered prayer for you, getting you the home health care that you need. Robert, would you lead us in prayer for Cornelius? He's served our country. He's a veteran as well as his dad was. Cornelius, you stay on the line. That music tells us we're coming up on a break, so we're going to take that time out on the program. And friend, if you want to call us tonight, 855-586-5433. Maybe you're listening in Arkansas tonight. We'd love to hear from you, and we'll be right back on the broadcast.
Do you have an extra car taking up valuable space in your driveway? Let Encouragement Live take it off your hands. It's easy, free, and best of all, tax deductible. Get your driveway back and keep Encouragement Live rolling so more people can bridge the gap between their faith and everyday life. Mention Encouragement Live when you call 855-500-RIDE. That's 855-500-RIDE or encouragementlive.org.
What do Chuck Swindoll, David Jeremiah, and Erwin Lutzer have in common? They all trained to preach God's Word at Dallas Theological Seminary. And you can train at DTS too. If you've been called to preach or teach God's Word, find a degree or course that's right for you on one of our campuses or online at dts.edu. Dallas Theological Seminary, where they teach truth and love well. Visit dts.edu.
The older people grow, the more important it is that they have savings that are not at risk in the stock market.
Here's an important warning from Roxanne Endermule of HisFaithfulStewards.com.
I've seen many people in their 50s that have all their savings still in a 401k or some other market-based account that is fully at risk of loss.
Roxanne and her team offer practical financial counsel to people from all age groups.
It could be that they need to start saving for the future and retirement, or maybe they've already done those things and they just need to be good managers of what God's given them and get their money to where it can grow well but won't be at risk of loss in the stock market. Or maybe they need to get a will or a trust in place to protect their family from the cost and stresses of probate.
You can schedule a free and confidential time to talk with Roxanne at her website, hisfaithfulstewards.com. Just follow the links on the website to set a good time to talk, or you may call the office to set a time. That's hisfaithfulstewards.com. We're talking with Cornelius just as we went to the break, and Dr. Robert Duckworth, you are going to lead us in prayer, but I think you have some thoughts that you want to share with Cornelius before we pray for him.
Cornelius, are you still there?
Yes, sir. I'm still here.
Well, hey, man, listen, you encouraged me by just asking that question or just making the statement, I wish I could be there. And that prompted Don to say, Robert, are you all going to live stream this? I hadn't thought about it. We've thought briefly about it, yeah. But I heard the impact of it, Cornelius, just through hearing your cry out for that. And so, man, I want to let you know that you're contributing to this ministry from Alexandria, Louisiana. Right. Thank God for you, my brother. And I want to pray for you with a prayer of thanksgiving. Are you getting those things? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes, sir. I've gotten answered prayer through Don and the rest of the family at y'all's church and everything. And I want to pray for you. You need security. So I'm praying for your security.
Yeah, so that's amen. Anytime you do any public event like that, security is so important. I mean, we don't have to talk about why. Because, I mean, we've all been reminded of the importance. And so, Cornelius, you be praying about that. Robert, you pray for Cornelius and his ongoing health issues.
Yes. Dear Lord, we come to you right now, and we acknowledge you as our great I Am, the great creator of all. And, Lord, we thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, and what he has done in terms of salvation for our lives. Lord, I thank you for the fact that Cornelius is a believer. And Lord, I thank you for the progress that he is being able to make now from getting the resources that he needs for the body, Lord, that someone went beyond what was talked about in James 2, Lord, and he has what he needs for his body. So in the name of Jesus, we are so excited that Cornelius has that. And Lord, help Cornelius to know and know in his heart tonight that he contributed to a ministry of sharing the gospel by prompting an idea of some things we hadn't thought much about.
Yes.
So I thank you for my brother Cornelius. We ask that you continue to help his health to improve, get him mobile, and get him out doing the work that you've called him to do. And we thank you for the person that he is, and we thank you for how he has come in tonight and blessed our lives.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen. And Cornelius, before we let you go, I want you to think about something. There will be people, I believe, who will come to faith in Jesus Christ as a result of Robert Duckworth preaching the gospel those three nights up in Crossed, Arkansas. Mm-hmm. And they will perhaps some of them come to Christ through the live streaming. And you will meet those people in heaven when you go to heaven. When your time comes, I believe the Lord will introduce you and say, Cornelius, you had a part in those people coming to Christ. Now, won't that be something, brother? I think we must have already lost Cornelius, but I'll tell you what. That's pretty exciting, Robert, to think about, don't you believe?
Oh, I will never minimize any part of this. And I thank him, and I know Cornelius is probably still listening.
Yeah.
Every day I pray the full armor of God around me.
Yeah.
And I want Cornelius to do that for me from Ephesians 6, is to start with that belt of truth all the way through the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God.
Yeah.
Because I need that girding up in this season, because that spirit of doubt will come in, naysayers will come in, and we don't need those folks in the way when we're trying to do what God has called us to do.
Amen. So let's be sure and be praying for Dr. Robert Duckworth. Ms. McGee is our next caller, and I'm not sure where you're calling from. You're on the air with us, though. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm in Little Rock, Arkansas.
Well, praise God. Praise See there, God. Arkansas has weighed in tonight. Go right ahead. You're on the air with us.
Well, around 1964, my son-in-law, who married my daughter, he was the preacher of North Crossett Baptist Church.
Oh,
I don't know just how many years. Both of their children were born in the El Dorado Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And and today was his birthday. It would have been. He preached for 45 years, and he went from there up to Harrison, and from Harrison to Jacksonville, Arkansas. He preached 45 years in five different churches, and he died about 2 months ago. But his name was David Talbert, and they still have a lot of friends. The mayor there was one of their best friends.
Oh, wow.
Scott McCormick. Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, and he was a great friend of my dad's, Ms. McGee, and he was just a wonderful gentleman to have known. He's passed on since then. Yes, yes.
He passed on. His wife died, and about 2 years later, he passed on. His wife and my daughter, Dixie, were close friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've been with them many times. So it just was so shocking, because today their family's getting together and celebrating his birthday, even though he's not here anymore. He preached at Biomeda Baptist Church in Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
And the strange thing about it, October 31st is when they got married.
How about that?
How about that?
Well, now, Ms. McGee, I want to ask you a big favor. You have connections with that North Crossett, Arkansas area, the North Crossett, that Baptist church there. Your son-in-law preached there, and I know my mother-in-law, she was very active in a church in Shreveport, Louisiana, and had the privilege of preaching there. My wife and I were married in that church. If you could help spread the word about, and I'm gonna give Dr. Duckworth your phone number and ask him to reach out to you with the particulars. And if you'll help spread the word on this, we would be thrilled. And you may meet some people in heaven that came to Christ as a result of the part that you've had, just like our friend Cornelius from down in central Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that'd be wonderful.
I'm going to try to have my daughter to call, and because maybe we can all go down there.
We would love to have you, Ms. McGee. Yeah. We would need that. And bring someone that you suspect doesn't know Christ. But I also will need soldiers that are there whenever I share the gospel to be there to have private consult with folks, to have conversations with them, because they need to talk one-on-one and have prayer with them about a relationship with Christ.
Amen.
I would love that, and would love to connect with you, Ms. McGee.
That would be wonderful.
Thank you.
Heavenly Father, thank you for Ms. McGee. What a joy to hear from her tonight, and to hear that her son-in-law had pastored that church there in North Crossett. Lord, I pray that even as they celebrate his birthday, even though he's in heaven, that she would be able to get some connection with many people from that area.
That's right.
Lord, that many of them might be able to to go down and be a part of that crusade there in CrossFit, and that people would come to Christ because of that. Lord, I pray for this dear lady for health and strength and blessing on her daughter as well, as she's lost her husband who's now with the Lord, and for their children and family as well. Thank you for her calling us tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Well, God bless you. Thank you so much. What a joy, Robert. Isn't that amazing?
Arkansas.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like a family reunion. You're hearing from people from home. And I want that word to go out because I'm going to minister to my home.
Yes.
I say my hometown, but then I think about how I went to school in Hamburg, Arkansas. I did my elementary and junior high years in Hamburg, Arkansas, just neighboring there.
Right down the road.
So I'll reach them. But I was like, well, that's the county. Well, now it's an Arkansas revival.
Sure.
I want to give something back to not only my hometown, my home county, but my home state.
Now, you think about what's happened tonight. From Alexandria, Louisiana,
that's right.
You draw a line straight up to Little Rock, Arkansas, and literally CrossFit is almost right on the line, and people are listening all in between. I have a prayer request from a dear lady in Alabama, my home state, Mrs. Miner. She's listening over American Family Radio there, and she's 90 years old, and she's going to have surgery. And I want to ask you to pray for her. And I also want to ask you to pray for my translator in India, Sarita. Mm-hmm. She is going to have surgery probably next weekend on her ear. She's having some hearing issues. If you would pray for this dear lady, Mrs. Miner, and for Sarita. Lead us in prayer.
Gracious Lord, we just thank you because you are also not only the great I Am, you're the great physician. And Lord, you know our bodies because you created them. You designed those. And Lord, we will not fall short in understanding that and believing that. So, Lord, right now, we just want to pray for Mrs. Miner in Alabama. Lord, she didn't, we don't know the specifics of her surgery, but you do. Mm-hmm. And you know exactly what to do when those surgeons go in that room. So care for her, care for her body from anesthesia to recovery. Watch over her and give her that rehab that she needs so that she can come out of this a new person and she can still be used for you in the kingdom of God. And Lord, we want to pray for Sarita, Lord, who is having some issues with her hearing. And so, Lord, we pray for the surgeons in that capacity. Don's dear friend and translator, when he goes to India, get her those resources that she needs. We're praying earnestly for those.
Yes.
If it be your will,
amen,
that she has what she needs, so that she can help Don to serve when he goes to India. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And I want to take just a minute. We have a minute and a half. Four words that are key to the gospel. Something about sin. Romans 3:23. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Something about a penalty. Sin's penalty. Wages of sin is death. Romans 6:23. Sin's penalty has been paid. Romans 5:8. God proved his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Sin's penalty paid, so trust. John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, the name of Jesus, that whoever believes in him, trust in him, should not perish but have everlasting life. Robert, I know that's the message you'll be preaching in CrossFit, Arkansas on those dates coming up the last 2 days of October, the first day of November. And I want to ask folks to be praying for you. Thanks for being on the show and sharing your vision tonight, my brother.
Don, I'm so glad to be here. And thank you so much for helping me promote what God has called us to do.
And Dallas Theological Seminary is the place to check out if you want to be trained to preach the gospel clearly, to proclaim God's word. Visit courses.dts.edu for some of those free online courses, and check out dts.edu and enroll there. Good night from Encouragement Live.